Sausage, one of the main items of hog killing.
Mm-hmm.
You'd take whatever parts of the hog that you wanted to. A lot of people would take a lot of the side meat and a lot of the inner pieces where they would be trimming off the ham before they cured them. And some of them would put maybe a whole shoulder in if they wanted a lot of sausage.
Mm-hmm.
And they never put none of the head in because it's got a lot of gristles in it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can, and you trim, if you trim your ribs off, you don't get your ribs trimmed too fine because you want to leave a little meat on them.
Mm-hmm.
And then that would be ground up and made. And you withheld some fat. Don't try to put too much fat in it.
Mm-hmm.
And you always took out everything that had a blood clot in it. Don't put no blood clots in it. The hair.
Mm-hmm.
I was particular about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, if meat's been kept too long and it starts smelling bad or something, you said
moldy. Now, if it's cured meat, all you have to do is wash the mold off.
Uh-huh.
If it's been soft cured or if it's been smoked. But fresh meat was sour.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's spore.
Yeah, and that gives us bacteria and you can't use it.
Mm-hmm.
But cured meat, when that green mold is on, there's nothing wrong with it. All you do is wash it all up. But you better put it in the ice box rather than to try to keep out a big piece.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us are not fortunate enough to buy a whole one.
Mm-hmm.
But if on the farm, they always had a bottom place. They had a great big brown paper bag they put in there to keep skippers away from. Now, flies, that means green flies get around. They blow meat.
Mm-hmm.
They go with the bone part. And if you kept it in something real tight, so if they couldn't nothing get in there, then in a cloth sack. But if you had to cut on that very much, it would mold again. But that was all right. It didn't spoil.
It didn't spoil.
No.
Mm-hmm.
And then we always use the bones. Make cornmeal. That's not something else you use corn. Cornmeal dumplings. They are delicious. That's really an old timey.
Never heard of cornmeal.
You take your bone, you take your bones of your ham or your shoulder is about the only thing you can use, cured ones.
Mm-hmm.
I make them all the time now with just the ordinary, you know, these little picnic shoulders. I get those a lot because they're 4 or 5 pounds, you know, or 6 pounds. And you take that and boil it completely after you've done baked it in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
And leave the skin, use the skin and boil all that real good and take it out. And take that broth and put it in a bowl and stir your cornmeal in there slowly like till it gets pretty thick. And stir your egg into it. I work with eggs a lot. And you don't have to salt it because the meat's salty.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take that by the small tablespoonful and drop it in little wads in there and don't stir it. Just kind of shake it once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Makes it kind of like the Jews have theirs, they call matzo meal. It's a round ball like.
Mm-hmm.
It's delicious. My Johnny can eat them till it comes out of his eyeball. Yeah.
Well, now, what about if you kept butter too long and it didn't taste?
It's rancid. And the only way you can change that is put it in and put it on the stove real low and let it come to a boil.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to strain it while it's hot because there's a few little curds left. Is there somebody?
There's Johnny.
Oh, there's Johnny.
Well, he knows how to work on cars.
Boy, he's got a race car he built out there.
Yeah, I thought I remember you telling me about that. Now, did you ever hear of anybody taking that souse meat, taking the juice from it and stirring it up with cornmeal and anything?
Never heard of that.
What would you call that thick, sour, lumpy milk that people would?
Clabber. It's delicious.
And what would they make? Would they make a kind of cheese or something?
They make cottage cheese out of it.
Cottage cheese.
Mm-hmm. You put it in a cloth bag and hang it up somewhere and place it real good and tight so all the moisture drop out and it just breaks apart like that. Then you take a little pure cream and a little salt and you go through and break it up real good and send it in there and you can sit it up in jars and freeze it or you can put it in it'll keep in the ice box maybe 2 or 3 days. It should be frozen until you use it all. But it don't taste as good after it's frozen. It needs to be made in small quantities. You know, we get cottage cheese in town, you get a little bit of boxes. And it'll last a week and a half. And now everything's dated and it's better. You don't
I didn't know you could freeze that.
No, it's not good frozen, but a lot of people do.
Well, what would they do? How would they get the impurity out of the milk after they would milk the cow? Did they have to?
You strained it. Now, what I mean by impurity, if there was anything like a